there have been some protests, and there have been some groups of extremists, I would say, which call themselves anarchists, who have sort of infiltrated the greater mass of the demonstrators, which are mostly students, and which have been attacking police, have been attacking buildings, have been attacking the universities. So that is the picture in Greece today. It's not a unique situation. Things like that always happen when there are sort of demonstrations about one thing or another. You have groups of people who are determined to create some distraction and to create some conflict with the police, which are engaging in this kind of activities.
Greece has seen the change of government from conservative to social democratic, if I'm not mistaken. How did that affect on the opinion of young people? It seems that the change of government didn't have much effect.
No, because it's not a question of the young people. I mean, it's a question of some groups who will react exactly the same way, irrespective who is in power.
What about the mass of peaceful protesters you mentioned? What is their agenda? Why do they protest?
I think it's mostly schools. I think they are mostly, as I told you, it's the anniversary of the student that was killed last year. So the basic idea is that it's this anniversary of the student. And on top of that, now most of the complaints I've heard about students talking is about the quality of education. And the quality of education is somehow also related to unemployment. Because one of the reasons, one, not the only, but one of the reasons for unemployment is because the education that is provided here is not adopted to the demands of a modern dynamic society.